If passed by the legislature, the bill could cost state taxpayers as much as $17 million because it would require the Department of Children and Families to establish residential treatment centers across the state to handle as many as 150 teenage sex trafficking victims each year. Bill co-author Representative LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee says it's time for the state to commit some significant resources, not just to penalizing traffickers, but also to healing their victims.
To make sure that these children aren't sentenced for a crime, but are recognized as victims and are given the protection and the services that they need.
Johnson says it's unlikely there will be as many as 150 teens referred for treatment each year. She says the bill would cost taxpayers closer to $2 million, not the $17 million estimated by the Department of Children and Families. The head of the department's Division of Safety and Permanence, Freddie Ellen Bove, says a pilot residential program is up and running in Dousman, where five former teen prostitutes are getting treatment. She says it costs more than $300 per day per patient to help them overcome their trauma and prepare for a new life.
Simply sending children into the child welfare system without the resources to help them heal won't solve the problem we're all trying to solve.
The Republican co-author of the bill, Joel Clayfish, says it's time for the state to put its money where its mouth is to help child sex trafficking victims. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.